It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show.
928-854-5687. That's 854-5687.
Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horseshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoy.
And thank you very much, Kid Rock. Paul Lavoy in with you on a Friday. It's December 3rd, 2021. Man, I love Fridays. I don't know about you, Steve Tumanello, but yeah? They can't see you nodding your head, by the way.
Thank God for Friday.
This is radio, not television. All right. Or smell-o-vision, as people like to call it today when you watch network news, right?
Right.
We have our KNTR talk star in the studio because it's the first Friday of the month. Welcome, Chris Bowker.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Paul.
So what gave you the idea to send me an email and say, I want to be your co-host on the first Friday of the month?
Somehow I knew I'd get asked this question. But as a wee lad growing up, I used to listen to some of the greats, Bob Grant, back in the East Coast, the Wolfman, Art Bell, Coast to Coast.
Oh, I loved Art Bell. Yeah.
And, of course, Rush et al. So. Right. Just thought I'd like to check it out.
Right on. Perfect. Well, they used, like Rush used, what did he call that? The golden microphone?
The EIB golden microphone.
Right. And we have headsets, so we're kind of behind the times there.
Yeah, it's not gold by any means.
I like that. I do like this guy. All right, so we've got Chris Bowker. He's going to take over some of the co-host duties, as I call them, and I'll go over that with you.
Where's the trash, Paul?
Yeah, that's a little bit later, because it is Friday. He knows the routine around here already. But I'm very honored, actually, to have Greg Beffert in the studio. And Greg is a founding member of the Havasu Patriots. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Love the shirt. It says, "Truth is the first casualty of tyranny. Boy, howdy." Right?
Absolutely.
Right. And Steve Tumanello, no stranger to the show. He's a founding member of the Havasu Patriots as well as a few other Patriots organizations around the county. So I've got some housekeeping to do, gentlemen, before we get to business. The Phoenix Suns won again last night, believe it or not. I know you guys probably don't follow them, but 18 games in a row, they beat the New York Knicks quite handily last night.
Wow.
And they faced the Golden State Warriors. It's a recap of the game on Tuesday night. Tonight's game, 8 p.m. over on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 a.m. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. We'll also have the Big Ten Championship on tomorrow, late afternoon, 5:45, of course, Michigan against Iowa. And NFL action on Sunday, the Cardinals and Bears. The afternoon game is the Niners at Seahawks and the Broncos at the Chiefs. An AFC West Division, that's always a good game, actually, Broncos and Chiefs. So all of that over on our sister station. Now, we've also got a toy run here in Lake Havasu City, hosted by the River Riders Motorcycle Club. That's on Sunday, this Sunday, December 5th. It benefits the less fortunate children of Lake Havasu City. All you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy and meet up at Pirate's Den in Parker. Now, the ride back to Havasu leaves at noon, so that's kickstands up at noon, and the final destination is on Main Street here in Lake Havasu City. There'll be live bands, a beer garden, food and vendors, and Black Cat X, they say bands, Black Cat X will be at McKee's starting at 1 p.m., scheduled from 1 to 5, and we'll try to keep the entertainment lively, if you will. Contact Paul, 928-486-2963. That's Paul up at the airport, 928-486-2963, or go to Facebook, and it's River Riders MC on Facebook, or as the techs like to say, at River Riders MC, right? Steve, you're kind of a techie guy.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. You manage your group's Facebook page.
Not I, but Greg's the techie expert with the Havasu Patriots.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so Greg, let's talk about the Havasu Patriots and you being a founding member in that. Where did the idea come from? And Chris, chime in whenever you like. Kind of hold your finger up and let me know when you want to ask a question.
Yeah.
So where did the idea come from?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of my background. I'm a retired police officer. I served in the military. And we moved to Lake Havasu about 2.5 years ago. And when I saw what was happening with the COVID response from the government and the health industry, one of the things that caught my attention first was the inconsistencies and the contradictions in what we were being told, whether it was Fauci, whether it was government officials, health department people. So having been a police officer, I had and kind of a built-in ability to detect the truth from a lie.
Oh, I you were going to say BS, but okay.
Well, yeah.
Thanks for not saying that on the radio.
I was going there, but yeah.
I got you.
But and so it gave me an opportunity to see some things that were happening that other people might not have seen. And so one of the things that happened here locally was when businesses were being shut down indiscriminately, disparately. My gym, the gym that I belong to, I should say, when it got shut down, when I talked to the owner of the gym or the manager of the gym about what had occurred, and she had indicated that both health department and a police officer had showed up under the color of authority, that's when I got involved.
Interesting. So, Steve, I have the YouTube video queued up of Greg addressing the council, and this is kind of set this up before we go to the video.
Okay, so back on September 22nd of 2020, I had heard there was going to be a city council meeting on Tuesday night, and there was going to be a group of patriots there. I was actually out of town. I was over in Sedona. I cut my trip short to come back, and I saw Greg Beffert up there basically citing all of the infractions, the laws that had been broken. The thing that really got my attention is he said, you know, there was a state of emergency declared in Lake Havasu City before we had one single COVID case. And so I said, who's this guy? I went around, everybody said, oh, he's Greg. So I went over to meet Greg and gave him my Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association card. And he was aware of Sheriff Mack. And we immediately started communicating. And that was sort of the spark that got the Havasu Patriots going, because there were fragmented groups around, and we brought all the groups together. And
Sheriff Mack, of course, the constitutional sheriff.
Absolutely, yes. So right. Sheriff Mack actually called in at one of our Havasu Patriots meetings to honor Greg after he made this talk to the city council on September 14th of 2021, where he mentions that he was here at city council a year ago, and I'll let you cue that up. But
right. Okay, let's go to the video. It is Greg speaking to the city council here in Lake Havasu City regarding local and county and federal tyranny. Let's hear what he has to say.
Good evening, Mayor. For the record, my name is Greg Beffert. I'm resident of Lake Havasu City. And we've gone from 14 days to flatten the curve to now mandatory vaccinations, or else you'll lose your job. And this applies to employees and citizens of the city of Lake Havasu. Anybody who believes that this is about your health at this point is either naive or complicit or both.
And unfortunately, this city council has chosen to, I was here a year ago, this month in front of you, telling you the problem is you're not discerning the truth from a lie. You chose to embrace a lie and ignore the truth. You ignored the harm that you were potentially going to cause to the citizens of this community by your actions. And I'm not talking about all of you, because all of you weren't on the board at the time. And you act those still, though, that people at Lake Havasu, they have a choice. You know, we'll trust them to have a choice. Well, then why a mask mandate? Why send officers to businesses to shut them down? So don't tell me about how you give people a choice and you haven't been complicit in this. We still have a local emergency proclamation that is still in place, declaring that there are conditions for a local emergency proclamation that you have refused to rescind. You are holding up the false narrative, the lie, and are continuing to ignore the truth. I'm asking for leadership from this city council. And that's what I've asked for all along. You followed. You were a follower, which meant you set your consciousness up on a shelf, knowing that your actions were going to cause harm to people. And look where we are now. We were here a year ago so that we didn't get to the point where we are now. We tried to speak out, and now those people, and there's plenty of complicitness to go around, and that includes the citizens here who stood by and said nothing while this was happening. And now that they're affected, we have people with employees over 100. If you have an employee over 100, it's mandatory for them now. What's your position on this, City Council? We don't know. We don't know because you've stayed silent, all of you have, and ignored your responsibility to protect our constitutional rights. The County Board of Supervisors stepped up. They declared a proclamation last week saying that it's unconstitutional to do what you're doing, and we don't support it. What's your position, Mayor, City Council? Are you going to stay silent? Are you going to continue to stay silent and support this narrative? Or are you going to step up and do your job? Thank you.
Boy, how relevant is that a year later, right? Oh, hang on, guys. Go ahead.
What I loved about that is Greg was speaking off the cuff. He did not have that prepared, and he kept it under 3 minutes and really covered everything beautifully, I thought. And that's why we decided to set up a public YouTube channel. We'll be on BitChute and Rumble and the other formats as well. But I wanted to show this as an example to the rest of the country. Actually, we're going to be adding some videos because Greg spoke at the last city council meeting a week ago, and as to follow up with this. But with the Constitutional Sheriff's Association, I'm working with groups like ours all over the country where Sheriff Mack is speaking, training the sheriffs and the peace officers, and they're running into the same issues that we are with their city council and their board of supervisors. And so we're sharing with them what we're doing as an example. And we've had some victories here thanks to, primarily to Greg getting up and speaking, because he speaks with credibility being a former law enforcement. I want to say one thing about that, too. I have heard that we have 3,800 retired law enforcement and sheriffs in this county, in the county.
In the county?
Yeah.
Wow.
And out of that 3,800, we only have one, Greg Beffert, that is standing up and honoring his oath to the Constitution. And we've gone to speak to some of the groups, but, you know, this has to change. They really need to step up and be supportive of what we're dealing with here.
Chris?
Earlier you gave the council two options. Either they were complicit or naive. That's true. But I think a sub-option is they're just weak. I think there are many organizations that would just as well have kept their head down, not said anything, gone along with the orders that they were given from above, you know, just to go along and get along. You know, who wants CNN at the door?
I would say that applies especially to school boards.
Actually, I'd like to see CNN show up in town myself, but
well, this is all fueled with fear and fraud. And I think Greg will explain to you that there's a lot of money that's filtered down, and that's what kind of keeps this going. So.
Well, and ignorance. Don't rule out it. Just sheer dumbass ignorance. Can I say that?
You're right on the border there. Be careful.
You know, to Chris's point, I agree with you. There are three things I think that have really gotten us to the point, and I talk about this all the time amongst our group, three things that have gotten us to the point where we are. First is ignorance. And I mentioned that you ignore the truth and embrace the lie. The other one's apathy. Hey, if it doesn't affect me, I'm not going to get involved. And it's not until people are actually impacted by these decisions here that they get involved. People were suffering at the very beginning, the minute they started shutting down and discriminating and determining who was essential and who wasn't essential. And yet they ignored the suffering that they were causing by those decisions. So the third issue is cowardice, to your point, Chris. So ignorance, apathy, and cowardice. Right. People are fearful, afraid of losing their jobs, afraid if I speak out, how will I be looked at, you know? So those three things, I think, have gotten us to the point where we are here now.
Boy, we saw that during the election for sure in 2020 as well. You know, if I say I'm for Donald Trump, what's my workplace going to do, right? So, all right, we've got a phone call coming in, but we've got to take a break. I'll pick up the call when we go to break. We've got Chris Bowker in. He is the KNTR Talk Star. Greg Beffert and Steve Tuminello from the Havasu Patriots are here as well. Give us a call, 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. I'm Paul Lavoie. Let's go to break. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. Steve, did I ever tell you the story about me buying Toby Keith a basketball?
No, you didn't.
I'll have to tell you that one off the air. It was at Harrah's. The crew plays basketball. They keep their hoop under the in the tour bus in the luggage section.
Uh-huh.
And every stop at every gig, they play a pickup basketball game between the crew and the band.
Probably don't.
And they lost their basketball. So I had to get some money from the boss out of petty cash and run over to Walmart and buy Toby Keith the basketball.
Yeah.
So now everybody knows. It was pretty funny, though. All right, Speak Out. We're going to give Chris his big shot here, his big break. So Speak Out brought to you in part by...
Speak Out is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Patio Paradise, the Lewis Team, Coldwell Banker, with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Wesley, and Laurie Wool, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, and last but not least, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at, I need stronger glasses.
Laughlin, Nevada.
There you go.
.net.
There you go.
Great job.
Thank you.
He's got that.
I need stronger glasses.
I'm trying to figure out who he sounds like that's an established broadcaster, but you definitely have a distinctive voice. You could probably... if I can make it in this business, you can make it for sure.
That's encouraging.
We've got a phone call, guys. Let's go to the phone. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm enjoying listening to Greg. I've actually heard that piece you did before, and mm-hmm. whenever you have a chance to listen to Greg speak, it's amazing because he always hits the nail on the head in a very succinct way. So... a couple questions. One is, you mentioned the Havasu Patriots. I don't know if people know how to get involved with Havasu Patriots and get to hear Greg a lot. But also, could Greg maybe share about the importance of education within the Havasu Patriots? So he could share how he's doing that or the importance of that.
Did you want to listen here or off the air?
Off the air is fine.
All right. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, if you go to our website, which is havasu-patriots.com, you'll see our mission is about education. And it's everything from educating people about what their constitutional rights are, what natural law is, which are, you know, the governing principles of the Constitution. We spend a lot of time. I actually teach a session on natural law after our general session meetings. But educate people about what their rights are and what a right is from a wrong. And people, the other thing that has suffered in addition to the truth, the other casualty on our freedoms has been morality. And I mentioned this at the last city council meeting that I attended. So truth and morality is, and our forefathers, you know, told us about this. They warned us about, to the degree that you can maintain the morality is to the degree that you'll maintain your freedom. And they're directly connected.
Let me stop you for a second. Give me an example of a right from a wrong.
Okay, well, it's real simple, like the truth is. There is an objective morality, an objective right or a wrong. A right is an action that doesn't cause harm to another sentient human being. I mean, it's real simple. You know, look at the golden rule in the Bible. You know, do unto others as you want to have others do unto you. It's as simple as that, and innately we know the difference between right and wrong. But for whatever reason, we lie to ourselves, and we embrace the lie and not the truth.
The right to protect oneself,
yes,
is a good example, too.
Well, it's a sacred right? masculine and the sacred feminine. Mm-hmm. Do no harm, take no crap. You know, the sacred feminine is do no harm. The sacred masculine is take no crap.
Okay.
You know, so you have an inherent right to defend yourself from somebody who is initiating harm or violence against you. Mm. And it's as simple as that. And so the education piece is a big component of what we do.
And Chris has a point here or a question, but show's dedicated to the listener. So we're going to take a call first. Just hold that thought, all right? Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
When all this first started, there's a big echo, like I'm having difficulty.
Okay.
This first started, I got very angry because it was obvious to me it was all about selling vaccines, 700 or 7 billion doses of vaccines. I was wrong. It's about four times that quantity that they're trying to push off on us. And that's the biggest dishonest thing of the whole pandemic. It's about power. It has nothing to do with right or wrong. It's about power. They don't care about fixing anything, anyone. It's about taking power and making as much money as they can off of us. I'll listen off the air.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's Kenny from Yucca, by the way.
Oh, okay. Great. I'll be, my wife and I will actually be moving out here at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. So, going off the grid?
Yep. Yeah, we'll be out there.
How did I know that, Steve?
Have our own 40-acre ranch. And
there's a lot of people moving out there.
Right, right.
But, you know, to answer that question, you know, he had mentioned that it is about power. I'm saying that the reason that they have the power, the people that have the power that they do, is because of our own acquiescence. This has been, this whole thing, the 14 days to flatten the curve to where we are now, is as a result of imposition by government and acquiescence, or giving by citizens. Imposition, acquiescence, imposition, acquiescence. And they take and we give. And they never give, we never get it back. Mm-hmm. So we are responsible. My point is, to everybody, is before you start pointing the finger out to everybody else as being the cause of our problems, look inside yourself first. How do we support these structures of government? What is our belief in authority? And what is objective morality? And there is objective morality. And there is objective truth. And they don't want you to know that.
Now, a great example of that, Steve, I was just thinking, was when taxes go up, do you ever hear of a tax decrease?
Never.
Not usually.
Have they ever taken a toll off a bridge?
So, Chris, you had a question before the phone call?
Well, yeah, what you're stating is completely contrary to what's being pushed these days. Being, you know, being WASPs, we cannot possibly know objective truth because we are the ones that made the rules, so they say. So I could see where you might be greeted with blank stares at council meetings or looks of incredulity. Even anger by those who think it's all your fault.
Great word, by the way, incredulity.
Yeah.
Word of the day.
Yeah, I love that word.
But let me tell you where we've been successful. On that meeting on September 22nd of 2020, I had gone to meet with the mayor regarding the mask mandate to tell him, to talk to him about the ineffectiveness of the mask and how damaging it was to our health. And also Sheriff Mack got on a conference call to talk about the constitutionality. Got nowhere. Coincidentally, 3 days after the 22nd, I think it was 3 days, after Greg got up and spoke and cited all the laws that had been broken, the curve got flattened. So the mask mandate was lifted 3 days later. Just a coincidence, of
course.
Yeah,
I remember that, yeah.
Right? So we are having success. We're having victories. Greg's been, for the past year, saying, why is the emergency proclamation still in force? Finally got that lifted around the same time, I think, in September.
Right, yeah, right. A couple of weeks.
Let's take another break, gentlemen.
Yep.
Do that? All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out. We've got KNTR talk star Chris Bowker in the studio. And I think we have Wayne Malone coming in January. I can't remember the lineup, but Wayne Malone from Neat Pools, he wanted to come into the studio as well. We also have Greg Beffert and Steve Tumanello from the Havasu Patriots. They're founding members. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us on Speak Out. We'll be right back. Daryl Worley as we're back on Speak Out, and the show is brought to you in part by...
And this segment is brought to you by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by Ismay Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, Thane O'Brien with Spot On, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T. O'Brien, all one string, at spoton.com.
That's right. T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
With an E, yes.
And don't forget, folks, we are now streaming this show on the Lake Havasu City app. Have you seen that yet?
Not yet. I need to get that on my phone.
Yeah, go to the Google, what is it called? The Google Play Store, mm-hmm. or the Apple iStore. I don't know what they call all that.
Play Store.
Anyway, yeah, the Play Store, Toy Story, whatever. And, yeah, download the app. I know how to do that part. I just don't know what they're called. So anyway, all of our archives are now going up on SoundCloud, apparently. They're hosting it. And, yeah, Alyssa puts those up and wow. So we're going to be hearing a lot about that app here in the future, too, I'm told. So good things for Lake Havasu City. There's a lot of good things in that app, and we are part of it, so we're really proud of that. So anyway, we're back on the show. Chris Bowker, nice job.
Thank you.
I think I figured it out. He does sound like Art Bell.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah, I sound better at night, that's true.
That was good. That was excellent. All right, and Greg Beffert and Steve Tumanello from the Havasu Patriots, their founding members. But you wanted to promote meetings. The organization has meetings, and you're looking for new members, and you've grown quite exponentially lately.
Yes, so when we started, the various groups we had brought together probably, I don't know, between 15 and 20 people. Now our email list is over 450.
450.
Wow.
Yeah. And we meet at the library, which is where the old Kmart was at.
We're outgrowing that rapidly.
Kind of the other side, the west side of that shopping center.
Exactly. Yeah. We meet there every other Wednesday. Our next meeting will be on the 15th. We meet from noon till about 1:30. And then a lot of people will stay over for Greg's educational courses and training. And we've been reaching close to 100 at each one of those meetings, which is really
Your next meeting is Wednesday the 15th?
15th.
Okay.
And so we're like I said, experiencing a lot of growth. We're getting people to come to the city council meetings. We had the coffee with the mayor this morning. We had the room filled up and about 10 or 15 people standing. And had a great meeting with the mayor, the fire chief, and the police chief. So,
yeah, what was the takeaway from that meeting, Greg?
Which one was that?
The coffee with the mayor today?
I wasn't there today.
Oh, I thought
that
you were
Steve.
There.
No,
okay,
Steve
what was the takeaway from that, Steve?
I thought it went very well.
Or some of the takeaways.
Right. Talked a little bit about the mandatory vaccination with the fire department and the police department. That is not going to apply. The police chief and fire chief are not going to be promoting that. And
yeah, we talked about that on this show before uh-huh. with both chiefs. So
right. And then I brought up the subject. A lot of people are concerned. There's been a little bit of a growth in our transient population down near the channel, and so the police chief addressed that. As to, there's no camping or staying overnight by anyone down in Rotary Park, so you know they're kind of keeping an eye on that situation.
Not a good place to park if you're part of the nomad land population then.
Right.
Okay.
And so, and then one lady brought up the fact, I mentioned to you earlier, that they were concerned about the nudity in the channel.
Right.
And so I had to
in this time of year? Or?
Not this time of year.
But A few months ago.
I did.
Good point, Chris.
I did interject that we at the Havasu Patriots, we totally support full facial nudity. We do not agree with wearing any type of face coverings.
Which, just like your shirt says, no mask days, right?
You know, well, yeah, that's our new little logo. No bad days is now no mask days in Lake Havasu City, America.
I saw that F coming out of your mouth, and I thought you were going to say, we fully support full frontal nudity.
No, facial.
Oh,
facial.
Okay.
That's
you had
funny.
You had me going there for a minute.
Which in the past you've called them face diapers.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we're oxygen breathers at Havasu Patriots. We like to have full breathing capabilities. So,
right. So good meeting this morning.
It was a great meeting. I thought it was very very good and good turnout. And it's nice to be able to get the feedback from the mayor and the other attending dignitaries there. That
Greg, let me ask you this: We played the video earlier where you addressed the council. That was September of 2020. It's now December 2021, over a year later. You can obviously hear the passion in your voice during your call to the public in that. What do you think? Do you think things are better, worse? Are we kicking the can down the road attitude-wise here, not just in Havasu, but nationwide?
No,
Or you think things are better or worse?
Well, I look at our situation from a global perspective and humanity as a whole. You know, first of all, as a species, are we evolving or are we devolving? You know, so if you look at it from that perspective, I don't think we're doing so well in terms of where we're headed. And now slavery, and really this is a battle between freedom and slavery. We're slowly, quickly now, the foot's on the gas pedal for the dominators. We're headed rapidly towards slavery, and then after that, you see what happens in communist countries after they take, you know, control. Then it's purging of the undesirables, whether it's an unvaccinated or, you know, we see in, you know, Nazi Germany, of course, the Jews were targeted. They were the unclean at that time. So we're doing what we're doing now so that I don't want to have to pick up a gun again, you know, to have to defend myself or my wife, my family or my country. But that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're trying to get people awake to what is the reality of what is occurring here. And it's gone on for centuries, this master-slave system. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we've got too many order followers.
Is that, we're just theorizing here now, but is that why the border is not secure in the manner that it is right now? Is that your thinking? It's easier to control people when you let them in and play Santa Claus?
Well,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah, well. In exchange for the prospect of getting them to vote for them.
Right, and then we have pockets, obviously, of infection that the media likes to talk about anyway, and Florida not being one of them, but the border states tend to be the hot spots.
Yeah. And Chief Doyle spoke today about the borders being wide open and the
really?
Fentanyl coming in. He was really, right. Obviously, that's one of the negative benefits of the border being open, besides the invasion of the illegals, the amount of drugs that are coming through is really serious. So
sure.
They're arresting here, trying to go back to the source and work with the law enforcement in those particular areas, trying to do the best they can. But they've taken a lot of the Border Patrol out of operation now. So that's another thing they're dealing with. They're very short-handed.
Right. And Chief Doyle addressed that, huh?
He addressed it, and he said that a lot of the Border Patrol that normally they would work with out in the field have been put into detention now so that they're not available. They're short-staffed with trying to get them to come in and assist with our law enforcement. So.
Well, we went for quite some time during the Trump era. I could tell you 3-4 months in a row where there were no drug stories in the news, apprehensions on I-40, I-10, Interstate 8. And now it's 2-3 times a week. You have cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl busts
right.
that are over $1 million.
Yeah,
or
but, you know, the
pounds
odd,
and pounds
the
of
The odd
stuff.
Thing about that is that the driver always turns out to be Canadian, eh?
You know, and that's a very good point that Chris makes because they
and
don't
then we let him go. On
they,
top of that,
they do
what
not.
The hell?
They do not detain them. Now, the last one was an Indian national. I believe he was a commercial driver, and he was arrested for some reason. But when it's a Canadian, that's a really good point. They're released on their own recognizance,
really?
And I have no idea why.
Well, he was vaccinated, that's why.
It might be, or it might be some sort of international agreement.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If you look at it from the perspective of maybe this is allowed to happen intentionally, then a lot of this stuff makes sense, particularly if you start tracing it back, the money trail. Follow the money. And you'll see why a lot of the things that happen that are beyond belief in many cases or beyond the law, as from our perspective, are allowed to occur.
So I'm an optimist by nature. So when all this is over, which I'm probably getting some skeptical looks out there, people looking at their radio, what are you kidding? This will never be over. But if all this is over, if all this ends, what happens to the Havasu Patriots then?
Well, I don't foresee the Havasu Patriots going away, whether it's the vaccine mandate or whether it's any other intrusion on our rights or private,
right.
government
right.
intrusion or overreach. We're not going to go away. I'm not going to go away. Steve's not going away. Even though I'm moving to Yucca, I'm still going to be part of the Patriots
and off
group.
The grid.
Yeah. And off the grid. I'm still going to be part of the Patriots group.
So is that to say a new focus, maybe Second Amendment, the border? What do you think, Steve?
Well, any time that our constitutional rights are attacked, we're going to be there to resist and push back. And as Greg has stated many times, we know we have it good here compared to other places, but a little bit of tyranny is not acceptable to us.
A little bit of tyranny seems to go a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you exactly this quote.
Perhaps you guys are up on this subject. Whatever happened to the Convention of States?
That's a really good topic.
Still in motion.
And you want to go another? Last I heard, there was.
You want to go another hour or what?
Well,
I'm kidding.
Well,
go ahead.
Actually, it's of interest to me, and I heard where 35 states had actually ratified it.
We need 35.
Okay.
I think 18 are there, and Arizona is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you're talking about is a retooling of. The Constitution itself, right?
Basically.
Well, back to your point, Paul, what happens to the Patriots afterwards? Well, one of the reasons we won't go away is not only are there other fights likely to come up, other government intrusions on our constitutional rights, but we have lost so much ground that there is so much to take back and so much work to do in that regard. I don't know that it will make a dent in my lifetime, but we're going to give it a shot.
What about what the news that we heard from the hospital today? I believe it's in today's paper. Havasu Regional Medical Center rescinded its vaccination mandate for some 700 employees, providers, and volunteers. Is that encouraging to you guys?
Well, to me, it's kind of like the city council finally revoking or rescinding the local emergency proclamation. They took that flag halfway up the mountain and they planted it right there. And now what we're asking them to do is take on our local emergency proclamation, mm-hmm. Declaring us a constitutional sanctuary city, right? So same thing with the hospital. I see them as this issue. They took it up halfway up the flag in the mountain and they planted that flag. Employees shouldn't have to ask for exemptions for rights that are theirs and not the hospitals to begin with, is our perception.
Hasn't the county already declared itself a constitutional sanctuary?
Thank you, Chris. I was going to ask that, too.
Well, yes. Again, we know that a lot of these things are symbolic, and the version that the county passed was really, they kind of took the teeth out of it, and so it's not what we had hoped for. But it was a step in the right direction. As long as we take those steps, that's important.
So what are the teeth in that? Would that be the sheriff having the ultimate say? Is that what we're talking about, the sheriff's responsibility and duties?
Well, no, not just the sheriff's. Theirs as elected officials, okay. to uphold the Constitution. And so any edict or decree that comes down from the governor or the president or anybody else that is unconstitutional, they're going to stand in between us and them. They're going to interpose in between us and the federal government or the state government.
We got about 2 minutes, Chris.
Well,
this is
why when we first started talking, I brought up to you the subject of grants.
Oh, right, right.
And federal grants.
Via text, right.
There's always strings attached. And before you know it, you're so bound with string you can't move.
Well, you guys are all on the same page.
Well,
here.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, all these states and city governments that the money that they received as a result of the COVID response, you look at hospitals and doctors and health, institutions and the money they received.
And DUI checkpoints.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Follow the money.
Ad nauseum.
Follow the money.
Which they call the governor's office of highway safety?
Something like that.
Right, right. Yeah.
So
Coneheads.
These order followers, which we, these order followers are willing to do, which again, back to the morality issue, what are people willing to do for a paycheck? What are they willing to do or not do for a paycheck?
Well, I'm willing to bring the issues to Mojave County. How about you guys?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank
you.
And again, thanks for being the KNTR Talk Star.
Good time, Paul.
Did a great
thanks
job.
For being such an avid listener,
good
by
time.
The way.
You know, Art Bell can rest easily now.
He has an impersonator, that's for sure, right? All right, Steve Tuminello and Greg Befford, thanks for being here. Thank you for your leadership with the Havasu Patriots.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You,
and as you know, you're welcome anytime. Just send me a text.
Can I audition for the job like Chris did?
You don't need to audition. I can just put you down. We're booked through April. I'll have to put you down in May.
I want to see if I could be your co-star here.
Yeah, it's Talk Star. Nobody gets that. I don't get that. It's KNTR Talk Star. Right,
okay.
Exactly. All right, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. And thanks again to the listeners out there for calling in, making this talk radio, not just listen radio. And I'll be right back on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us.
Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. He's got the red, white, blue, and hound horn. Sacrifice that tear on his left arm. Spend a little more in store for a tag in the back of this USA.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, and next week on the show, of course, some of the highlights. We've got Jess Knudsen in, the Lake Havasu City Manager. Real Estate Power Hour, the last one of the year, is on Wednesday. And you guys will be really happy to hear that State Representative Leo Biasucci, you know what, I'm on the wrong week. Jeannie Kinch and Nancy Campbell will be in next week, along with, let's see, we've got the Symphonic Winds people are coming in, and Supervisor Ron Gould on Friday. And then, as I was going to mention, State Representative Leo Biasucci will be in on the 16th. The Real Estate Power Hour is on the 15th, and Jess Knudsen is on the 14th. So before I get a call from the city, I just wanted to clarify that Jess will be here on the 14th. All right, Speak Out 2.0 is up next. The guests are Heather Petrillo from New American Funding and Alicia Sapp from Golden Valley Family Resources. So that's coming up after news and a short break. If you're streaming online, stay with us all afternoon long because we've got Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. Boy, you can tell it's Friday around here. All right, until then, I'm Paul LaVoy, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. I'll see you Monday on Speak Out.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.